Hey, Browns fans, Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting kicker Zane Gonzalez. And Zane, it was a big week last week for you. But first, before we get to that awesome kick that tied the football game, just walk me through what it's been like for you as a rookie kicking for the first time in the National Football League as a starter.
I mean, it's been a lot of pressure, a lot of ups and downs, as you've noticed throughout the season. But, being able to bounce back after the rough game against the Jets and kind of go to Houston, have a good game, and have a good game this last past week. It's just awesome. I mean, just trying to get out here, keep my job, and win some games.
Sure, absolutely. And in dealing with that pressure of having to make the kicks, is there anything you did in college that maybe has transferred over that you do in the pros to kind of keep your composure? And I'm sure Chris Tabor helps you to kind of overcome some of that adversity well to have you ready to go.
Tabes, he definitely helps out a lot. He's a really relaxed, laid-back guy, always joking around. But in college, we had a special teams coach, and he always said just trust the process. So when you go out there, just don't think about the result. Just go out there and just do your process and hit the ball. And then when you look up, it goes in. So that's pretty much the mindset I kind of go with in the pressure kicks and situations like that. So, all in all, it was an awesome experience.
The snap is back. The ball is down. He's into it. He nails that kick. It is up, and it is good. It would have been good from 64. He punched that kick with 47 seconds to go in regulation time. This ball game is tied at 9.
Well, you speak of pressure kicks, and you had one last week against the Tennessee Titans. Just walk me through, you know, your mindset, your belief in yourself, your teammates' belief in you to go out and tie that football game and really just take it into overtime as an opportunity to get that first win.
The first one was the main goal throughout the whole week, and I really thought we had a chance there. In overtime, didn't play as well as we thought, but at the end of the day, I mean, the teammates, even through the downs of the season, have been supporting me the whole time, even in practice or wherever it may be. So, I mean, I couldn't ask to be in a better spot and then just go out there and prove them right and just do my job, my 1-11 or whatever they say. So, pretty awesome experience.
Going away from the field goal aspect, just talk about the pride that you have with the big leg to be able to boom that thing deep into the end zone and essentially eradicate any return possibility from any team that we happen to see each and every week.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm sure as the season goes on, it'll get a little bit more windy, so we have to kind of play a little bit more direction instead of just booming away. But for now, I mean, it's awesome just going out there, hit those balls, and watch you get to the end zone. I mean, it's a good feeling when you hit a ball and you just watch it fly. So, pretty cool. I mean, having the leg to do that gives me a lot of confidence.
Well, Zane, stay cool under pressure, travel safe, and good luck against the Vikings in London.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it.